Look, I've been a community activist for 20 years. Honestly, I never even expected necessarily I'd get elected to anything. I was after, you know, but I got elected in 2003. I got reelected four times, actually, even in the middle of my fifth term, believe it or not, serving the Dutchess County Legislature, Rhinebeck and Clinton, where, yes, there have been Republican town supervisors named Jeff Burns and Thomas Trout. So I know you may be thinking, how did this guy get elected in two towns, five times, where there have been Republican town supervisors? And at the risk of seeming like the most egotistical person in the world, it's because people believe in me. It's like Maurice Hinchey. You have a choice, right? You have a choice to send somebody to Washington who's going to pick up the torch. Maurice Hinchey has that torch there. Taking on the HMOs and the insurance industry and big pharma, single-payer Medicare for all. With all due respect, Julian's not carrying that torch. Let's bring back FDR's Glass-Steagall Act. Break up the big banks. Tax Wall Street speculation. Well, Maurice Hinchey, Elizabeth Warren, John McCain. I started a petition 4 years ago to bring back FDR's Glass-Steagall Act. Break up the big banks. Separate commercial banking from investment banking. Stop them from speculating with their savings. I don't hear him talking about that. Those are two big Maurice Hinchey issues. I didn't make him up. Why isn't he talking about that? And on the fracking issue, I'm sorry, but with all due respect, I don't think, Julian, that you've seen that movie. That's my gift this afternoon. It's a movie called Gasland by Josh Fox. Don't believe me. Confirm it, verify it for yourself. Go to WAMC's website, Google it, Yahoo, search it, whatever. April 17th, Alan Chartok asks Julian about fracking, and Julian says, in terms of the impact, I think the jury's still out. Period. Ipso facto, you're losing the primary on that. I'm sorry. Because there's been game, even in yesterday's Albany Times Union, there's more quotes where it's more waffling. People don't like that. People want a clear, cogent, strong response. I'm asking you folks to work with me to send me to Washington. People are tired of the sick old, same old, same old. There's been, I'm not going to say their names, but there's so many county Democratic chairs. I wasn't even allowed to speak before the Ulster County Democratic Committee. And I'll say something else. The American Association of University Women has organized a number of debates. He's too busy for them. On April 20th, I sent an email letter saying, please, you know, there's 8 weeks to go before the June 26th primary. Don't you think the people in 11 counties deserve public debates? But I've been treated like a little, you don't have any money. I'm sorry I don't have any money. Is this what the Democratic Party's become? Apparently so. Well, I will be at those debates. And we're talking about tomorrow, at 5 p.m. at Rhinebeck Village Hall, Wednesday, 3 p.m. at Woodstock Community Center, and Wednesday, 4 o'clock at New Paltz Village Hall, and also tomorrow in Rensselaer County. And you need to be there, Julian. You need to be there. And you have disrespected me. You lost the Democratic majority in the Ulster County Legislature, and I'm elected five times in a row. You have disrespected me, sir. Show up for those debates.